Radio Free Charleston is on the air. Hello and welcome to Radio Free Charleston. I am your host, Rudy Panucci, and I've got a bit of a milestone. You see, this is episode 50 of Radio Free Charleston, Volume 5. Volume 5 is when I took the show to 3 hours and made it a combination of local music and non-local music. I sort of combined Radio Free Charleston with Radio Free Charleston International. I did that last year. It took me a little while to get to number 50, but here's the thing. It's really not my 50th episode, and it's really not a milestone. This is Volume 5, after all. All told, between the original broadcast radio and the video incarnation of Radio Free Charleston and the 3 internet radio versions I've done on Voices of Appalachia Radio and On the Air Radio before we became the air officially, this is probably like around episode maybe 540. So it's not really that big a deal, but I am going to do something special for you. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go back in time. I'm going to go back to January 1990, the original Radio Free Charleston. This was a time when I had just been profiled in the Charleston Gazette, which was a newspaper. We had those things back then. A great article by Michael Lipton promoted the show, and I decided to do a solid 4-hour show filled with local music. Now, I got a 3-hour time slot, and I've got a 4-hour show, and this is actually 2 episodes of Radio Free Charleston Volume 3, back in the Voices of Appalachia days. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to slice and dice and chop up those 2 episodes and make a 3-hour special of all local music from January 1990, right here on Radio Free Charleston this week. And that's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do that right now, and thank you for listening, and support the local scene, because I'm really sort of slacking off this week, too. Yahoo! Welcome to Radio Free Charleston. I am your host, Rudy Panucci, and this week and next, Radio Free Charleston will transport you back in time. We're going to time travel. Actually, we're not. We're going to listen to a rerun from 25 years ago. We're going back 25 years to a 4-hour local extravaganza. This was early in January 1990, right after Radio Free Charleston had been the subject of a profile in the Charleston Gazette, written by Michael Lipton. I decided to devote all 4 hours of the show that week to local music, and this was then broadcast on 96.1 FM. That was, you know, I think they're the Woof now or something. But back then they were an oldie station, and because they were too cheap to give me a raise, they let me do whatever I wanted to in the middle of the night once a week on weekends. You've probably heard that story before. Anyway, during this show, you will hear me cracking jokes and making remarks about the piece that Michael Lipton wrote. A lot of folks thought that I was genuinely angry when, in fact, I was thrilled with the press and was just milking it for laughs. So please don't think I was ever pissed off at Michael Lipton. I was doing shtick. I opened the show doing shtick, and I was really just plugging the article because people got curious about it. For years after this, people came up to me and said, well, you really hate Michael Lipton. And that's not true. Michael has always been great to me. I consider him a friend, and I've always respected him and what he does. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to milk that for all the comedy gold I can get out of it. So, references in the show. They're funny. They're meant to be funny. They're jokes. Don't take them seriously. If I were genuinely angry, you'd know about it. We're going to recreate this 4-hour episode from January 1990. I'm going to leave in some commercials, and I'm going to cut out some commercials that are boring as hell. And I might change the running order, I might substitute a few songs, but otherwise, this is what people heard between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. on January 7th, 1990. I'm going to keep the modern-day interruptions to a minimum. These recordings are taken from an off-air recording of the original broadcast, so there might be some loss of sound quality, you might hear some static, you might hear some glitches from the original tape. So we're getting ready to jump into it. Let me set the stage. This is a four-hour local extravaganza. As we come into the broadcast, as Cousin Brucey, or whatever the hell it was that came on before us, is fading out, you'll hear me muttering under my breath, making joking comments about how I'm not happy with the article that Michael Lipton wrote. It's a running gag throughout the show. It was just a gag. Simply a gag. Nothing more. Then we launch into the music, which is what this is all about anyway. You're listening to Radio Free Charleston on New Appalachian Radio. Now, here's the rerun.
Pudgy. What's this? Pudgy stuff. Pudgy. Pasty, why can... Well, excuse me for being Caucasian. Jeez. Oh, hey, you're listening to Radio Free Charleston, West Virginia's 96 FM, 96.1 FM, WVNS, Charleston, West Virginia. Get ready for the local extravaganza show. 4 hours, almost all local music. Oh, take it away.
Pudgy. They say, don't worry, it's under control. But don't look down, don't look down. And today, it's black and white. If it goes, we go, and nothing in the world the same. And I will raise my voice. I'm not gonna
can only put a
us into the fire. Enter the fire. Enter the fire. Enter the fire.
Dark Raven, Into the Fire on Radio Free Charleston. This is Radio Free Charleston. Welcome. It's 5 minutes after 2 a.m. I'm Rudy Panucci, pudgy young upstart. Welcome to my show. We got a few more listeners tonight than we have had, but hey. That's what happens when you become a giant media star. Anyway, tonight is our all-local extravaganza. We've got Stark Raven tonight coming up. In fact, we're going to play their entire first album later on. And we'll also be playing more cuts from their new album. We've got a big Go Van Gogh Tunesmith sort of Pete Frame style biography type mishmash coming up. We have brand new live music from the Mad Scientist Club. Tons of stuff courtesy of Mr. Pat Arnold at Soundtracks. Thanks, Pat. And the phone number, if you want to call and tell me what you think of all this stuff, is 342-8131. That's it. Talk to somebody who's been in the newspaper. Gosh, I'm so proud of that. And pudgy. Anyway, and then we'll have a commercial break, and then we'll come back with Brian Diller, something he recorded just this afternoon right here in the studio, and then we have some Brian Diller in the ride, plus Three Bodies demos. Radio Free Charleston, 342-8131.
Look out! He's got a cow!
Radio Free Charleston.
What are you doing in the closet?
Looking for my Captain America lunchbox.
Won't they laugh at you at work?
I don't want to use it. Comic World at 613 West Lee Street, Charleston, wants to buy it.
They want to buy that old thing?
Sure, Comic World is paying big bucks for old lunchboxes and model kits and all kinds of baby boom toys.
Gee, I wish they'd buy these old books.
I'm taking those, too. Comic World is also looking for big little books, pre-1975 TV guides, sci-fi books, and, of course, old comics.
Baseball cards, too?
You got it. Plus, Comic World is looking for Star Trek, Batman, and Star Wars collectibles. And you don't have to sell. You can trade. Comic World carries the area's largest assortment of old comic books, and they can get every new comic that comes out. You can even reserve them ahead of time. Hey, honey, what are you doing?
Move over, dear. I'm looking for my Gilligan's Island lunchbox.
Comic World, the area's best comic book specialty shop. 613 West Lee Street, Charleston, West Virginia. Phone 343-3874.
Radio Free Charleston on West Virginia's 96 FM.
Looks like the river finally died. Looks like the sun burned it dry. I prayed for rain and never came all summer long. I poured my heart into these fields, but they're all gone. And how many times did I turn the land? I sleep in a house that I built by hand. Every line upon my face is a story told. They took my past, set it on the block when they foreclosed. And hey, Mr. Auctioneer, hey, Mr. Auctioneer, hold your hand. Can't you see it's all I own? Hey, Mr. Auctioneer. Hey, Mr. Auctioneer, steal your voice. This is all I've ever known. The independent days are gone. The tug of the industry's too strong. As numbers trickle down to none, I share the loss. I see the scars on these two hands and I feel the loss. And hey, Mr. Auctioneer. Hey, Mr. Auctioneer, hold your hand. Can't you see it's all I own? Hey, Mr. Auctioneer. Hey, Mr. Auctioneer, steal your voice. This is all I've ever known. I sit in the darkness near the bed. I think of the fields where I bled. Pray for those to take my place so the fields are sown. I pray for faith as numbers trickle down to none. And hey, Mr. Auctioneer. Hey, Mr. Auctioneer, hold your hand. Can't you see it's all I own? Hey, Mr. Auctioneer. Hey, Mr. Auctioneer, steal your voice. This is all I've ever known.
You gotta wake it up. You gotta.
surprise ending for Three Bodies there on Radio Free Charleston. That was Brian Doesn't Know the Title of That Song. I'm Rudy Panucci. This is Radio Free Charleston. And before that song that Brian didn't know the title of, it was My Friend, preceded by The Drive. Get my background music going there. Before that, we had Brian Diller in the Ride with Shoe Fits and Wake It Up, and Brian Diller solo live in the fabulous Radio Free Charleston production facilities with his little acoustic guitar doing Hey, Mr. Auctioneer. Thanks, Brian. And thank you, Jay Smith, for helping me get all the Brian Diller stuff for the show. Jay will be leaving us. He's taking over Brian's position at the Edge. And what position is that? I'm not going to tell you. Next week, The Bounty will be at the Charleston Playhouse on the weekend. They're banned from Morgantown. They sound really hot. And you'll get to hear them right after the commercial. Radio Free Charleston, 342-8131. I'm Rudy Panucci. It's time to pay the bills.
You are listening to a remastered, rejiggered recording of the Radio Free Charleston local extravaganza that was originally broadcast on January 7th, 1990. Please realize that all the advertisements, phone numbers, addresses, and topical references have expired.
Lassie! Oh, here you are. You're a good dog. Tonight we eat like rich folk.
Radio Free Charleston!
Oh, this is the end. Brother, can you spare a prayer? Outside my window stands a buffalo, a testament to how they care. Judge and jury, please believe, there's no more time for your appeal. 24601, please stand. I know now how the victim feels.
Thank you.
Bounty! That was 325 on Radio Free Charleston. Actually, it's more like 252. I'm Rudy Panucci. This is Radio Free Charleston, and that was a complete set from The Bounty, who will be appearing at the Charleston Playhouse next week, January 11th and 12th. Bring your children, bring your kids, bring your grandmother, and tell Spencer Rudy said for you to go. Okay, Spence? All right. Before the Bounty, we didn't have anything. We had a commercial break. But the Bounty did Mary's Door, Buffalo's, Pandora's Box, and 325. They sound really hot, and I know I'm going to be there Friday night. So y'all can come out and see the guy that was in the newspaper. Ooh, huh? Yeah, big deal. Coming up, we got Zone 3. Then we'll probably split the setup and have an ID. Radio Free Charleston, 342-8131. Let's pay some more bills.
Honey, what are you doing in the closet?
Looking for my Captain America lunchbox.
Won't they laugh at you at work?
I don't want to use it. Comic World at 613 West Lee Street, Charleston, wants to buy it.
They want to buy that old thing?
Sure, Comic World is paying big bucks for old lunchboxes and model kits and all kinds of baby boom toys.
Gee, I wish they'd buy these old books.
I'm taking those, too. Comic World is also looking for big little books, pre-1975 TV guides, sci-fi books, and, of course, old comics.
Baseball cards, too?
You got it. Plus, Comic World is looking for Star Trek, Batman, and Star Wars collectibles. And you don't have to sell. You can trade. Comic World carries the area's largest assortment of old comic books, and they can get every new comic that comes out. You can even reserve them ahead of time. Hey, honey, what are you doing?
Move over, dear. I'm looking for my Gilligan's Island lunchbox.
Comic World, the area's best comic book specialty shop. 613 West Lee Street, Charleston, West Virginia. Phone 343-3874.
Hey there, you're listening to a liner for Radio Free Charleston. Here's the jingle.
Radio Free Charleston.
I couldn't think of anything else.
Get it back up.
Welcome to Radio Free Charleston Hour 2. It's about 11 minutes after 3 a.m. I'm Rudy Panucci, your host and pudgy young upstart. We have a special announcement. Attention three bodies, your manager is going to Canada. She'll be back Wednesday. Okay? Attention three bodies, your manager is going to Canada. She'll be back Wednesday. All right. And coming up after the break, we've got a Go Van Gogh extravaganza. We have songs from True Rumor and the Metal Blasters, and they're like the embryonic groups that formed together and fused together and became Go Van Gogh. And then we've got Toonsmiths, which is like the little embryonic tiny little sprout that burst off the side of Go Van Gogh and is now flourishing and getting all kinds of great attention on its own. And, well, you'll hear all about it after the break. Radio Free Charleston, 342-8131 if you want to call and try to figure out what I'm on.
You are listening to a remastered recording of the Radio Free Charleston local extravaganza that was originally broadcast January 7th, 1990.
This is it. We're on the verge of something that will change the world.
It's late. Can we go home now?
Radio Free Charleston.
It's late. Can we go home now?
Yeah. Thank you.
There you have it, the Go-Go Boys. Go, Van Gogh. Shut up, I love you. Let me step back here a second.
I gotcha.
I'm back. That was a massive set. The history of Go, Van Gogh as we come to know and love them. First cut we played was True Rumor, which featured the Rock Brothers, John Rock and Tim Rock. John Rock of the Request of the Week fame, and Tim Rock of... Boy, doesn't he look like my friend Matt used to look like 8 years ago. Anyway, and that was True Rumor with River Beyond kicking it off. Then we had the Meadow Blasters with Da-Da-Da, I Love You, and She Doesn't Want My Love. The Meadow Blasters, of course, Steve Beckner on bass and backing vocals, and Mark Beckner, lead vocals, guitar, and... I've forgotten the names of the other people involved, and it's really sort of sad. I think Mark Mangrone was in on that, but we'll talk more about him in a moment. After that, we had, well, by the Meadow Blasters, we had those two songs I just mentioned. Had Go Van Gogh, which is the Rock Brothers and the Beckner Brothers combined, melted into one great new band, Planet Freedom and I Don't Like Trains, and the Toonsmiths, which is the aforementioned Mark Beckner's side project with his other cousin, Mark Mangrone. Sounds like an Italian name, if you ask me. Okay, doing Ballet Dancer and For Your Love, and we ended up the set with Go Van Gogh's Shut Up, I Love You, back out of the closet, because it's one of the most requested local tunes on Radio Free Charleston. Wednesday night, the Bentley's Jam Session, hosted by Michael Lipton and Small Change. Michael, who has been known to write a really good article now and then, had a pretty good one yesterday. What was that guy he wrote about? Forget his name. Powers of observation might be off a little. Pudgy. Jeez. Anyway, that's Wednesday night at Bentley's. A good time. You gotta get out there. And Thursday night, there's an acoustic jam hosted by the Sham Man, Mr. John Estep. That's at the Charleston Playhouse. That's where I've been known to get up and sing, so fair warning. If you throw things, I won't. So bring plenty of stuff to throw. 15 minutes away from 4 o'clock on Radio Free Charleston. The phone number once more. Right now, gosh, I just want to hear about Bernie's emphysema.
Hi, I'm Bill Haber, inventor of EasyQuit. For some time, we've been talking with you about my system for quitting smoking. EasyQuit is the artificial cigarette I created to help me break my unbreakable 45-year smoking habit, and it worked. I actually quit at last. I invented EasyQuit because my wife Bernie had emphysema, and my smoking threatened her life.
I'm Bernie. Since Bill developed EasyQuit, hundreds of thousands of you have used it to end your own smoking problem.
Money back if it doesn't work for you.
Okay.
Radio. Radio.
Radio. Free Charleston.
Ah!
Radio. Free Charleston. 96.1 FM. WBNS. Charleston, West Virginia.
Ow! Legal ID. That's a legal ID.
Radio. Free
Charleston. The legal ID. Take it.
Rudy Panucci. Radio Free Rudy Panucci Charleston.
I'd like to thank you for listening to the show. Listen again next week. That's the way I make this crap up. I'm doing it too. I'm going to use this.
Radio.
Whoa, that was a quick ending. Atomic Cafe with the tracks. Atomic Cafe is now known as Three Bodies. They have parted company with their former lead singer. Now, Three Bodies, a three-piece. Guys, your manager is going to Canada. She'll be back Wednesday. Thank you. I'm Rudy Panucci. Welcome to Radio Free Charleston, the best damn show on the radio ever. But I'm modest about it, so it's cool. Coming up, we've got Larry Gross, Blue Million, the David Lanham Band. Later in the hour, we've got Delta Hum, World Without Fear, tons of other neat stuff. The feature album was supposed to be Stark Raven's first album, but I may just play one side of that and save the other side for later. Or we might run the show long this week. You know, how do you like that? A 4.5-hour show. I can do that, you know, because my boss isn't listening. It's 5 minutes after 4 o'clock. I'm Rudy Panucci. You want to call and talk to me, 342-8131. That's the number. Right now, we have a commercial to play as soon as I stick it in the machine and punch the buttons. Radio Free Charleston, 342-8131. Call, keep me awake.
This is so bloody amazing. I've never heard anything like this in my life.
Move over. You're hogging the sheets.
Radio Free Charleston.
Thank you.
gets worse and the heart gets harder. We had mad love, shadow love, random love, and abandoned love. Accidentally like a martyr. The hurt gets worse and the heart gets harder.
Keep you warm, and you know it.
Free Charleston. David Lanham Band there with Rock With You and Small Town Blues. Before that, Blue Million with Everything Inside Out and I'll Keep You Warm. We kicked off that set with Larry Gross, No Woman, No Cry, the Bob Marley tune, and Accidentally Like a Martyr. And Larry is, of course, the host of Mountain Stage on a competing station, but they're really not a competing station. It's a good thing. Everyone should listen to Mountain Stage every week. They've been around longer than me, and they've been playing local guys, and they bring in great people. Richard Thompson's coming next month, you know. Tune in, Mountain Stage, public radio, wherever it is, and I don't think they're begging for money now, so it should be tolerable. Coming up, we've got World Without Fear, Delta Hum. Our phone number is 342-8131, and we are within three calls of the record, and it's only 4:30. Also, coming up after World Without Fear and Delta Hum, live Mad Scientist Club. We've got some still portrait for you. Mark Scarpelli. Shortly after 5 a.m., we're going to hit our half-feature album, Side 1 of Stark Raven's 1985 debut. And we're going to run long this week. We've got a ton of music, and I added up wrong. So we're running long, and something's got to go, so screw the commercials. No more commercials this week. They're out of here. Commercial-free, radio-free Charleston. West Virginia's 96 FM, 342-8131, three calls away from the record, and I'm not pudgy, damn it.
Thank you.
Okay, coming up at 1:05 a.m., but Well, I think I told you about this. No more commercials tonight. Hey, screw them. I got music to play, you know. I'm a busy guy. Coming up, we got the Mad Scientist Club. Live! Live Mad Scientist Club. You ask Hal. I don't know Hal. I brought the tape. There was an audience there. I mean, I thought the one member was too radioactive to perform in public, but the Mad Scientist Club, live. Also, Still Portrait, Mark Scarpelli. Right after that, I'm just going to play my little bouncy ID for the feature album. We're going to kick into side one of Stark Raven's album from 1985, their debut album. And we're going to run long this week, so all you people who set your VCRs to tape the show, or I hope you have plenty of bumper room.
I want to remind you that you are listening to Radio Free Charleston, not at 96.1 FM. 96.1 FM, they're not even a radio station anymore. They're like a mini storage unit place or something. Nobody even tunes into them. I'm Rudy Panucci. You're listening to Radio Free Charleston.
Right now, there's going to be some Mad Scientist Club coming your way any second.
City lights against the night sky make it bright. It's something we are used to be the only light came from the sun and the sun. We'll be right back.
doctor of life. How are your children now? All those refried brains never be the same. All the calls you showed on tea time now, good doctor.
I gotta break in to this replay episode of Radio Free Charleston from 1990 and tell you a little story. I'm bringing you music in this show from Still Portrait and Mark Scarpelli. And when I digitized this episode, I hadn't heard it in 25 years, and it blew my freaking mind because I didn't think I met Mark Scarpelli until 2007, 2008. And here I'm listening to a 25-year-old radio show, and words coming out of my mouth are, coming up after the break, Still Portrait and Mark Scarpelli. And I'm like, what the hell? I don't remember meeting Mark. The music's really good. I vaguely remember Still Portrait. I'm really bad about that. I'm horrible with names, in case you hadn't noticed that already. So apparently I either met Mark or he mailed in the tapes. And I have these really cool recordings of this incredible music by Still Portrait, and some of it must be Mark solo because I mentioned him by name, and I had no memory of that. And I can't blame it on drinking because I've never drank alcohol in my life. I never smoked pot. I don't know if comic books can cause memory loss. But anyway, here's some really cool music by Mark Scarpelli that I didn't realize I had played on the show, but obviously I did. I'm starting to get concerned about myself.
Thank you.
how does it show? I know their hearts are on fire, raging fire. I could not say when, it could be ever, my friend. I usually know what to do, but not about you. Appeal is so lovely, sweet Jesus, it's true. If you want something of me, promise me something of you. I know the hearts are on fire, rage on fire. I could not say when, it could be never, my friend. I usually know what to do.
Side by side. When will we find us?
You are listening to a broadcast of Radio Free Charleston from 1990, and it's been re-edited, and now it's digital and coming over the internet in your face. Please enjoy it, but don't call any of the phone numbers. They don't work no more.
All right, my pretties. You've made it this far. You've got one hour left of Radio Free Charleston. 96.1 FM, WVNS, Charleston, West Virginia.
You think you can make it? Or do you think you can make it?
You're going to fall asleep. You're going to go to Betty Bar. Drift off into Never Never Land, where the dream demons give you sand for your eyes. It's time to go to bed. Radio Free Charleston.
Yeah, all right, already. Radio Free Charleston. We're going to run long this week. Hi, I'm Rudy Panucci. Shut up. Thank you. Okay, coming up, it's time for the feature album. This is Stark Raven's first album. We're going to play side one because I added the times wrong, and we don't have enough room for everything this week. Don't you wish you always had that problem? Coming up, we got Riding on a Wave, I Know You, Be With Me, Feel Only Love, and He Loves the Limbo. Okay, say, I'm Rudy Panucci. This is Radio Free Charleston. We've had more phone calls this week than we've ever had before, but we haven't hit triple digits yet. So if you want to call me, it's 342-8131. Make my heart soar. Well, actually, it's sort of sore anyway, but that's beside the point. Coming up after Stark Raven, we still have some damn good stuff. We've got Swivel Rockers, Tim Truman from Dunbar. A long time ago, he used to live in Dunbar. Big Money. Hi, Mike. Pudgy. And we've got Diamonds and Gold, Area 39. Paragon, Radio Free Charleston. 342-8131. Where'd I put that button? Oh, it's right over here. There's Stark Raven's album. Coming up after I hit this other button, because this is my theme song for the feature album. Radio Free Charleston, 342-8131. Push me over 100 calls. Come on.
Virginia.
and to say I love you, then why all this pain that we're going through? You want me forever, and I want you for a friend. Why must it be this way? Does it have to end? Why must I be so cruel? Why must I break your heart? Why must I cause you sorrow when I feel only love? When I only feel love? When I feel only love? Time before things fell apart, when we shared the same dream, when we knew the same heart. But my emotions removed, much against my will, while yours remained the same. It seems you love me still, or you love me. Why must I be so cruel? Why must I break your heart? Why must I cause you sorrow when I feel only love? When I only feel on their love.
You have it. He loves to limbo. I'm Rudy Panucci. I sort of like to limbo myself, but I keep falling over backwards because I'm clumsy. That was Stark Raven. If you want to know what those songs were, call me up at 342-8131 because I'm only one call away from 100. All right, now we're going to hit Swivel Rockers, Tim Truman, Big Money. I'm going to shut up because the music is the star of this show. No more commercials. I'm going to run long. I can do anything I want because I got my newspaper article. Haha. Radio Free Charleston, 342-8131. Oh, back here, Swivel Rockers. You know, the Swivel Brothers. You need to hear them. They're very good.
Thank you. Charleston is brought to you by General Substances. If it's composed of matter, we have a hand or two in it.